Good morning. I'm Amy, and I'm here to give you ASP, A Day in the Life, ASP 101. 7 a.m., imagine yourself asleep and dreaming. You are jerked awake by the loudest, worst music you have ever heard. What is that? You wonder, a video game? A punishment? The room is pitch black, but for the twin demon lights emitted from a computer in the corner. You remember where you are, a windowless classroom in a West Virginia middle school, sleeping on a cot next to 14 or so women from your church. The music does not stop. As people from your room stumble to turn on the lights or leave for the bathroom, the terrible music only grows louder. There's groaning and grumbling. Over the next 20 minutes, somehow your ragtag group finds their way outdoors to the circle of almost 100 people who are here in Logan County to share this mission with you. A student leads the first of these morning devotionals. She prays that God will help us hold it together today as we work to make someone's home warmer, safer, and drier. She passes out small squares of duct tape for us to stick on our clothing, something to remind us that things will never go exactly as planned, and when that happens, to keep it together, even if it's only with a piece of tape. A college student, one of the 6 staff members at this ASP center, reminds the group that for only $5, we can request tomorrow's wake-up song. And if we don't pay up, he has plenty of terrible music for us. Lots more. 7:30 a.m. The line for breakfast is long, but those who have morning chores get to skip to the front. That's right. At ASP, there are other responsibilities besides fixing houses. There are dishes to wash, showers to scrub, floors to mop, toilets to clean. You examine the massive chore board at the side of the cafeteria, find your team's name among the list of Crayola colors. You are Timberwolves. Let me see some Timberwolves. No Timberwolves? Oh, just you, Megan. Oh, and Eric. Jazzberry Jam. Jazzberry Jam. And Wild Blue Yonder. All right. Things move fast now. Food is eaten. Your trusty team of youth prep a cooler of food, a tank of water. Someone takes sandwich duty, lining up rows of white bread slices and slathering them with peanut butter or jelly or lunch meat and mayonnaise. Others find the list of materials needed for today's work, get them from the supply room, and load the cars. The teens you have known for years impress and surprise you with their competence, their sense of purpose. The ones who have been here before direct the others, direct you. By 8:45, you're pulling away from the school, which sits in a bowl surrounded by green mountains. You're off into the country, driving down winding and sometimes hair-raising roads, ready to begin work, hoping to be a help. 9 a.m., you've arrived at the home of your team's family. Others will share their stories today, but there are a few important things that make this ASP experience different from other service opportunities. First, there's a clear goal that can be achieved by your particular team. It will involve somehow making the home warmer, safer, and drier, the ASP motto. The work may involve finish work like paint or trim, but we are not here for cosmetic fixes. These homes need serious work. There are groups who roof, who floor, who build walls, who rewire. Your team's skill level is matched to the right project, the right need. But no matter what work you're doing, there are some things you can count on. There will be few right angles. There will be mysterious gaps in walls, ceilings, or floors, projects that require creativity or an ability to let go of perfectionism. There will be times when a project can't move forward as you wait for one thing to dry or be finished, and these times of waiting are hard. You will remember Greg Townsend's ASP motto, pretty good is good enough. Second, ASP is about building connections. You will eat lunch with your family most days, offering them the extra sandwiches you made that morning, and they will gratefully take them. It is a time to learn about each other, to share pictures, to build something else that lasts. In all of this, we're reminded that we are there to fix homes, not people. We're not to judge or make assumptions, which would be easy to do. But we are here to serve. Another ASP motto comes from its founder, Tex Evans. We accept people right where they are, just the way they are. You think about this motto a lot. You wonder who gets this kind of unconditional acceptance and who doesn't. You wonder how that kind of acceptance could make a difference in your church, in your life. At ASP, there's a lot to think about. 4:30 p.m. Most groups arrive back at the ASP Center by around 5 p.m. The same youth who pack the car with supplies unpack it, clean tools, put things away. People jockey for places in line for desperately needed, all too fast showers. After cleanup, you can generally be found in your cot, eating a box of Cheez-It with the sheet over your head. You call it self-care. 6:15 p.m. Every night has a quick meeting with announcements before dinner. The meal begins at 6:30, another trip through a cafeteria line. The women serving us dinner this year are clearly professionals. You're told this is the best food many have had on an ASP trip, and there are chickpeas and a salad bar every night no matter what, so you have no complaints. After dinner, there's an evening activity. Culture night includes an old-time bluegrass band. You notice that our church's group is the only one who dances and remains dancing. You wonder briefly if the other churches have seen Footloose. There are activities to teach you about the challenges the families we serve face, activities to help us focus on the connection between our service and God. There are chores to perform. Some are easy, like making a gratitude offering to the chefs. Some, like swabbing out a flooded bathroom, are hard. The youth want their free time, though, so they are focused and efficient. You help as instructed. 8 p.m. It's free time. Logan County Middle School shares a turf football field and a track with the high school just next door. The youth spend 2 glorious hours playing in the field, climbing goalposts, playing wiffle ball with improvised bases, laying on the plastic grass and talking. The adults walk the track and sometimes, with dire consequences, attempt to jump the fence like the youth. On the 4th of July, there are fireworks, and almost every night there is some form of ice cream. The day has been filled with unforgettable tasks, unforgettable people, unforgettable stories. Sometimes you wonder how useful you have been on this trip. You remember, though, we accept people just the way they are. Pretty good is good enough. You watch the youth bond together in ways that you dreamed would happen during the school year, but always seems to happen best and most deeply when they're out here, away from the rest of their world. It's 10 o'clock, time for lights out. You cajole the youth back to the sensory deprivation chamber that is your sleeping area. Sometimes they don't want the day to end. They're not ready. They point out other churches whose youth have not submitted. I know, you say, I know. You tell them, they're obviously the best, the smartest, kindest, most fun and responsible and thoughtful and loving youth you could ever imagine, because they are. Together, you rest.
Hi, my name is Eric. This was my first year at ASB, and like most people when they do something new, I had some preconceptions about how this trip would turn out. My mind was thinking that we would just worked and worked from 9 to 4, and then drove back to the middle school, which was our main camp, and then had free time. Obviously, there was so much more to this trip and ASP than that. We met the homeowners, and they had a very hard backstory. The mother is in a wheelchair from a stroke and couldn't get out of the house for 3 years until ASP stepped in and built a ramp for her. The father worked in the coal mines, and like his father, the son, Colton, worked in the mines, but unfortunately was let go. I was ready to get her jobs and work, but throughout the week, the family got involved and helped us more and more every day. For example, Colton helped us putting down flooring and other projects around the house. He even taught us some pointers, while the father also helped. He was mostly the jokester and made puns whenever he could. This makes me realize how capable they are and how they just don't have the means to fix or build the things they need. Every day, after a few hours of morning work, we sat down, took a break, and ate some lunch. It was very hard work. Colton ate with us these few days we were there and told us stories about his childhood and his family. He loved riding dirt bikes and being with friends. It seemed like every time a car went past, he waved and knew everybody. That's when I could tell they had a good community around them, helping them. Throughout the week, we grew a friendship with the family. So much so, on the last day before we left, the mother cried and cried, telling us how grateful she was and her family were of her work. It was very sweet, and it made me realize, even though it didn't seem we did that much, we still had a very big impact on our family that we had come to know as friends.
Hello. My name is Megan, and this is my second year at ASP. The family my group was assigned to consisted of three kind individuals. There was Wendy, who enjoyed just sitting on her porch and watching the world wake up in the morning. There was Kyle, who enjoyed watching us work and telling jokes when a task seemed tedious. And there was Colton, who not only helped us with the work, but sped up the process. Allowing us to complete more, and showed us ways to make the task at hand easier. This family was made up of some of the kindest people I've ever met. And they live every day to the fullest and put so much love out into the world that it's hard not to see how amazing they are. The projects my group worked on relied heavily on teamwork and working together, whether it be laying down flooring, putting up trim, taking down drywall, or building stairs. At the end of the week, I looked back and saw what I had accomplished with my group and wished I could have done more. But seeing how grateful the family was for what we had done, that's when I realized the enormity of what we had done, even if it didn't seem like much. When we were building the steps, we were able to finish them in just one day. On the last day, we did something that may seem difficult or maybe even impossible, but by the last day, my group had just clicked, and we just did it. We worked together to dig and make post holes, we cut, we measured, and we made steps, all as a team. And speaking of teams, our church seemed to really bond over that one week that we had together out in West Virginia. Whether it be while playing basketball or frisbee in the gym, playing soccer on the turf field, playing cards in the cafeteria, or just hanging out in general, we truly bonded. However, we didn't just hang out with each other. We were also able to spend time with other churches while at the middle school. And we often ran into them while out getting ice cream. And we just had a great time. And over that one week was an amazing experience, and I just can't wait for next year.
Hi, my name is Lindsay Colbert, and this is my second year on ASP. Both years I have gone have been beyond my expectations. If I could describe ASP in three words, it would be amazing, sublime, and powerful. My first year, the connection with our family didn't really happen, but you have to understand they've had groups coming in and out and strange kids in their home all day. This year, our family throughout the week was in and out. We had a few moments with them at lunch a couple times. They would come in and check up on our progress or comment on it in passing, but didn't show too much interest in what we were doing. Until the last day, Orlando, our male homeowner, was checking in, and he stayed a bit longer and was watching us lay vinyl. I was cutting and measuring the pieces and had a routine pattern with the way I did it, and I was getting ready to measure but hadn't moved to get the tape yet, and he handed it to me. This is when I noticed he was studying what I was doing. I realized that he might want to help, but I didn't know how to ask. So when Larry went to check on a fan, I went with him and told him what I had realized, and he helped me ask. Orlando was a little hesitant, but soon we had laid half the floor. When we got to the end, we saved the last piece for him, and his face lit up, and when he got his fiance to take a picture of him laying the piece. Later in a conversation with Leah, he explained it was the first time anyone had asked him if he wanted to help. The sites aren't the only place that are special. We have a lot of fun at the centers, too. One of my favorite things are the different themed days, like Tropical Day or Twin Day. After the first day, Larry thought it would be really cool to be the first group to leave in the morning. It became a very competitive goal of mine. We tried getting things ready the night before and getting things in the car before breakfast. Every day we got a little faster, but by Thursday we still hadn't gotten it. On our last day of work, we were ready to go. The tools were ready, coolers were filled, cars were packed. Just as we were about to pull out of the parking area to check out first, a New Jersey group with their white vans goes past us and beats us. We did end up being the first of our church to leave, though. When listening to my experience and those of the people who spoke before me and who will speak after me, you have to understand, none of this would at all be possible without the help of our advisors. Leah, thank you for making this happen and for getting to know us individually. Beth, where are you? Thank you for being so energetic and ready for whatever happens with a smile on your face, even when we have no idea what's happening. Larry, thank you for putting a lot of trust in us and letting us learn from the work we did, but helping when things went really wrong. Kim, thank you for the energy you bring, keeping everyone motivated and focused on our goal, and for the infectious positivity. Amy, thank you for teaching me something new almost every day and throwing out questions we didn't even think we needed to know the answers to. And Neil, I don't know if he's here, but who I didn't get to work with. I spoke to some of your group members and heard amazing things, and I hope to work with you in the future.
Hi, my name is Larry, and I want to talk about the last day at ASP. And the last day is different from the first day, because we are different on the last day, different in what we know about ourselves, different about our expectations and the things that we can do. So I'll tell you a little bit about that last day, starting with the morning at the center, operating out of Logan County Middle School. And I'll tell you about packing the cars. As I do, I run into youth making lunches and laughing, collecting fans and lights and drill batteries from our sleeping quarters, filling our water coolers, and stacking tools, flooring, paint, brushes, rollers from the supply room by the curb for pickup, and all the while asking me how they can help us be ready to roll out to our work site faster than we did the day before. Driving to the site, we are out on the road locally known as the Four Lane, an elevated highway through a steep Melton Valley filled with morning mist that today looks exactly like the set of a Jurassic Park movie. We are speechless in that beauty. We arrive at the home. We greet our family, the family we are helping. And this has become easier each day because we know each other better now. Self-directed young people string lights, extension cords, and set fans for the day's work in the two back bedrooms. We move through the home with care, and when the tools and supplies are in place, people just get to work on their own because they know exactly what to do, and they are working to get the project finished. On the last day of ASP, I walk around a lot, and I ask if anyone needs help, or a better or sharper tool, or a light moved to a better position, or a water break. I take the paintbrush for a while and then help set up a saw for a cut. And then we discover that the trim boards we've been given today are very different from the ones we were using yesterday. And this leads to some trial error and a lesson about filling gaps with painter's caulk. Packing up, we are hot and tired and dirty at the end of our final work day at ASP, with the flooring, the trim work, and the painting finished, and we have a surprise request from our homeowner. She would like a ride to the grocery store a few miles away and back. Their children have been away during this construction, and they want to buy food to stock the refrigerator. We don't have to do this. Rides are not part of our project. The adult leaders talk briefly in the bright sunshine out in the yard, and we drive to the grocery store. This time in the car, sharing the human adventure of going for food is just an invaluable experience for me and for the part of our team in our car. We loaded ourselves up on salty snacks and cold drinks while we waited outside for our homeowner to finish her shopping trip. At the house, the family came outside and unloaded the car quickly and sent us off with big smiles and thank yous into the late afternoon sun. There's a lot to talk about in the car all the way back to the school through those bright green hillsides. At the middle school, showers and dinner and chores, and we meet for a sharing circle at the football field with all five churches present, and each team takes time to tell a story about their day. We then walk to ice cream for the last time this week, plan the next day's drive to Shoney's for a big breakfast buffet, whitewater rafting, and eventually home. We have one last task to complete, though, and that is the ASP volunteer survey. The survey asks, what is the primary motivation for volunteering this week? Is it to develop community within my volunteer group, to connect with the families we serve, or to impact poverty in Central Appalachia? Those are all tough choices, but the choices not listed was just being lucky enough to be present in the home we were serving when one of the youth shouted out their plans to use their new skills to paint their own room when they got home. My last day at ASP stays with me longer this year than in years past, though. When I returned home, I had work to catch up on, friends and family to tell stories to, but it was not as easy to re-enter life in Charlottesville this time around. Many everyday experiences here remind me of the privilege that I can easily take for granted. I also miss the sense of purpose that I had in Logan County when I was helping the wonderful people in our church community deepen their ties to each other while they made someone's home a little warmer, a little drier, and a little safer. This year, was our church's seventh ASP summer trip, and I want to thank all of you for helping us put this trip on year after year.
Hello, my name is Caroline Landis, and this is my second year at ASP. 1 Samuel 25:6 says, "And thus you shall salute him. Peace be to you, and peace be to your house, and peace be to all that you have." This year's 2019 Appalachian Service Project theme was Be the Peace. While we were serving the community of Logan County, West Virginia, we talked a lot about this word peace and what it means to be the peace and how we can be agents of peace in tumultuous and difficult times for those around us and those in need. The best way to explain this notion of be the peace is to use its root word shalom, the Hebrew translation of peace, and a word that our Jewish friends use regularly in their greetings. In Hebrew, shalom means, quote, "peace and prosperity and a sense of completeness. It communicates feelings of wholeness and satisfaction, along with being safe and in good health," unquote. Shalom is said to be an affectionate blessing and welcoming word to bestow upon a loved one or a friend. But this week, we were asked to be the peace, be the shalom, or that sense of completeness and safety to the families that we were serving. But what did that really mean to us? As a Christian organization, ASP put this idea in the context of doing the work of Christ. To be the peace, you were doing God's work and therefore putting the family in need at peace through his love and spirit. However, as a Unitarian Universalist, I tried to connect this year's theme of be the peace to my own faith and translate these words spoken at every morning devotional and worship into something that would be meaningful and spiritual to me as well. So this idea of being the peace sounded familiar and similar to many themes and principles we have in our Unitarian Universalist Covenant. Most specifically, I found that being the shalom and giving my love, service, companionship, and work to individuals I had never met before was the full embodiment of our core values in our faith. We embodied values of service, dedication to the less fortunate, and love of the inherent worth and dignity of every person, no matter the circumstance or place in the world. When we were asked again and again throughout the week how we can provide peace to our families and give them a sense of shalom, I felt that even by just being there, doing the good works we were doing, we were giving them some type of relief in their stressful lives and uncertain situations in order to bring back shalom into their homes. Because in all reality, home is where shalom is found. And for many of these families, their homes are unstable and unsafe, therefore altering their sense of calm and peace. I knew that my group's family that we were working with was going through a very difficult time. Due to the thoroughly weathered and battered state of their house, their family no longer had custody of their three children. I could tell by just how excited, appreciative, and welcoming they were of us that what we were doing to help bring back their shalom and reuniting their family made an impact beyond our comprehension. ASP was gracious enough to supply this family with the materials and the bodies for free to be able to fix this home in order to get their babies back. Being the peace for this family meant that I was there to help bring back their home, their shalom, and their wholeness as a family. The love and hard work that we put into rebuilding their home in order to bring back their shalom and comfort is what brought me my own shalom too. By donating to this organization of ASP and this cause, you will be directly helping families like the ones that we served bring back shalom into their lives. Thank you.